Man with him.
Hello.
Is that Daniel from Arkansas? I've got someone else ringing me up. Daniel, I don't know who it is.
Come again, what you said?
Have you got the address?
Yes, I will give you the address, but first let me done my work. Then I will give you the address where you will have to go, but before that, let me fix the work. And do one thing, sir. Do you know the CLS ID number? Like a Microsoft Security License ID number, you know that?
I might do.
I am telling you. What you need to do? You need to check your computer license ID number. How do you check? I am telling you. Do one thing. Look on your keyboard, okay?
Uh-huh.
And look on left hand side, very bottom corner at your keyboard. Do you see CTRL control key?
Yes.
And just look on beside the control key. Do you see a four flag Windows logo key?
Yes.
Now what you need to do, press the four flag Windows logo key with your one finger and along with the letter R, R as in Robert. Together, both the keys same time.
Uh-huh.
Now what do you see?
It is open.
Yes, beside the open, do you see a little box where you can type something?
Yes.
Simply you write on there CMD. See like a Charlie?
Yes.
M like Mary? CMD. See like a Charlie, M like Mary, and D like a doctor.
Like goodbye, yes?
I'm telling again, sir. C as a Charlie. M as in
Mumbai.
Yeah, then D. D as in Delta.
Goodbye, enter, yes?
Click on OK.
Yes?
Now what do you see?
A black box.
Yes. Now you type on there, letter A. A as in Alpha.
Uh-huh.
S as in Sam.
S as in Samosa, yes.
Then S as in Sam again.
Then what again?
S as in Sugar.
Yes.
O as in Oscar.
Yes.
C as in Charlie. What did you type on there? Can you tell me?
Alphabet.
Yes, then.
S as in Samosa.
Yeah.
S as in Samosa.
Yeah.
O as in Oscar.
Yeah.
C as in Charlie.
Yes. Enter. Press the enter key.
Yes.
And after press the enter key, look on below in your black box. Look on below on the black box. Do you see a longest line? A long line is written on there. ZSZ target CLSID. Can you see that? Look on below, sir. Look on below on the black box. Can you see a long line?
There's lots of long lines.
Yes. Just look on below. Look on below to, can you see cursor blinking? Just below. Do you see the cursor blinking?
Yes.
And just above. Just above. Do you see CLSID? Number 888. CLSID number 888. Can you see that? Hello?
I've got a ZF
sent
to target.
Yes, ZF sent to the target. And just beside, do you see CLSID is starting with number 8. Can you see?
Yes.
CLS ID, it is Computer License Security ID number. And this ID number has only two persons. First is who is the user of the computer Microsoft like you. And second is who is a Microsoft company like me. So the same ID I am going to tell you from my side. Just you will match the IDs right or wrong. Your CLS ID is number 888, D like Delta, C like Charlie, A like Alpha, 60-hyphen, F like Frank, C like Charlie, 0, A like Alpha, hyphen, number 11, C like Charlie, F like a Frank, hyphen, number 8, F like a Frank, 0, F like a Frank, hyphen, 00, C like a Charlie, 04, F like a Frank, D like a Delta, number 7, D like a Delta, 062. I am right or wrong?
Yes, that's correct.
How do you know your CLS ID number? Because I am from your Microsoft. And the people who are calling you, who are telling you to go ahead deposit the money, actually they are a scammer, alright? They are trying to scam your money. They don't know anything, your computer CLS ID number. They don't know your Microsoft ID number because they are not from the Microsoft. Alright. That's why I am telling you, don't talk to them. Don't go anywhere. Alright. So do one thing. Do you know your internet IP address, internet protocol address?
No.
Okay, I am telling you, how do you check your internet protocol address? Close it. Close this black window, go back to your home page.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And open up Google Chrome. And look on the top, Google Chrome. Do you see search bar where you can type something?
Yes.
Simply write on there, my 1P, M like a Mary, Y like a yellow. Then number 1. Press 1. Then P, P like a Peter. Then write address, location. ADDRESS location. My 1P address location. Okay. Is it right? No, press enter.
Excuse me.
So press enter.
Yes.
Now what do you see?
It says your IP address.
Yes. Can you see that? Your IP address location, all the things.
Yes.
Yes, this is your IP address location, which you can see that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there you can see your IP address number, location, all the things.
Yes.
Yes, sir. This IP address has only two person, only one person which is from the Microsoft. Now what I'm going to do? Now simply I'm going to check like a what Microsoft services are not working. Close it, go back to your home page. And once again, press the Windows logo key with your one finger and along with the letter R, R as in Romeo, together, both of the keys, same time. Now what do you see?
Open command.
And beside the open, in the little box, anything is written on there or it is empty? I said, beside the open, do you see little box where you can type something?
Yes.
Anything is written on there or it is empty?
Empty.
Now you type on there, M like a Mary, S like a Sam, C like a Charlie, O like Oscar,
yes.
N like Nancy,
yes.
S like Frank,
yes.
I like Indiana,
yes.
be like a god.
Yes.
No place, okay?
Uh-huh.
And now what do you see?
There's general, normal startup.
Yes, yes. Click on services. You need to check services. There you can see that services. Click on services. And after click on services, can you see Microsoft service?
I say Norton Bank Devirus.
Did you click on service? Did you click on services?
Yes.
Now what do you see?
There's a lot of things in there.
Yeah, there you can see Microsoft services. Can you see all the Microsoft?
No, there's Norton's antivirus. There's a thing called Pornhub. Grindr.
Okay. Did you click on service, right?
Yes.
And after click on service, and you can see that Microsoft.
It's not an antivirus.
It is not an antivirus. All right. Okay. There is not an antivirus. Come. All right. And now, okay. And there you can see any red X or cancel option.
Disable.
Click on disable.
It says cannot close Pornhub because it's open.
Close it.
Okay.
Now what is it?
The same thing.
It's a general
thing. It says it's not running.
Yeah.
Pornhub running. Grindr is running. Microsoft Passport is running.
Okay. Just hold on, Henry. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. So do one thing, sir. There is a Microsoft, okay, which is not working properly. So now what do you need to do right now? Okay. There you can see the Norton, right?
Yes.
Okay, just hold on. Let me check.
This is going to take very long because Microsoft is going to call back.
Already you're talking to Microsoft, okay?
Okay. You're going to give me an address to send the money to.
First let me done my work, then I will give you the address, okay? Mm-hmm. First let me fix my work. All right. First let me complete the work. And do one thing, sir, do you do online banking or email? Basically, what do you do in this computer?
Yes, online banking and surfing the internet.
Okay, and can you tell me, have you ever shared your internet password or have you ever changed your internet? Have you ever done any kind of changing with this internet?
Changing.
Yeah, have you ever shared your internet password to anyone else?
Oh, no, never.
Have you ever made any kind of changing in your internet?
No.
Okay. And do you know what you need to do, sir? Just you check your internet speed. Do you know how to check internet speed?
Yes, it's very fast.
Yeah, just check it again, open up Google Chrome and type on there Telstra speed test.
Yes.
Yeah, Telstra speed test. Open up Google Chrome and type on there Telstra speed test.
Yes, it says click now to test your speed.
Yes, click on that, yes.
Yeah.
Now what do you see?
It says download speed is 10 gigabytes.
Click on go. Oh, you see, download speed is 10 megabytes. And what is upload speed?
Is 10, 1 gig.
1 gig, yes. There you can see your download speed and your upload speed. Both of the speed is very slow, just because of the Microsoft problem. All right, because
one gig, my son tells me, is very fast.
All right. Okay, do one thing. Close it and go back to your home page.
Yes.
And now, once again, press the window logo key with your one finger and along with the letter R, R as in Robert, together same time.
Yes.
And now type on there anydesk.com.
Okay.
And press OK.
Enter, and it says anydesk.dll is missing.
Okay, the same thing is coming. Anydesk.dll missing. All right. Okay, no problem. Close it. Go back to your home page.
Yes.
And now what do you see?
I see my desktop again.
All right, do one thing once again. Press the Windows logo key with your one finger and along with the letter R. R as in Robert, together, go to the key same time. And now what you need to do, you need to write on there letter E on the box beside the open. Do you see little box?
Yes.
Or it is empty, right?
Yes.
Just you write on there letter E. E as an Edward.
E as an elephant?
Yep. Then V as an Victoria.
Yes.
E as an elephant again.
Yes.
N as in Nancy.
Yes.
T as in Tiger.
Yes.
V as in Victoria.
Yes.
Did you type V as in Victoria?
Yes.
W as in Whiskey.
Yes.
R as in Romeo. Can you read back to me what did you type on there?
Event VWR.
Click on OK. Press OK.
Yes.
And after click on OK, what do you see?
Event viewer.
Look on left hand side. Look on left hand side. Can you see Windows log?
Yes.
So Windows log is the drive of your Microsoft services. So you need to check the drive of your Microsoft services.
How did you go to school and learn all this? You're very intelligent.
Simply click on Windows log.
How did you know all this?
Because I am from the Microsoft, alright. And I see a technician of the Microsoft, okay? So that's why I'm going to check right now. And you are doing each and everything yourself, so that you know that how to check all the things. Now click on Windows.
You young people are very smart. Can I tell you this? You sound a little bit like my son. He's in university and he's very good on the computer.
Uh-huh. And you know, sir, your son is like just my grandfather. All right. My grandfather was 72 years old. Okay, but he's died, and
sorry to hear
yes,
that.
And I I very visit to you, and when I was started talking to you, I am feeling like I am talking to my grandfather, because your soul is like that. So can you tell me, sir, how old are you?
I'm 75.
So you are 75. My grandfather was 72.
I'm gonna die, sir. No, sir.
I pray to God, you will get long life.
You will get
my life, okay?
Oh, you pray for me, that's very nice.
Yes, okay. So do what you say, click on Windows log.
Yes.
Now what do you see?
See all these errors.
Yes. Look on middle of the, can you see, it's a event error, double click on that, administrative error, double click on that, give a double left click on it.
Left click or right click?
Left click, give a double left click on administrative error.
Yes.
Now what do you see?
Yes, it says error.
Do you see lots of error, warning? So these are the error which is harmful viruses. Actually, this error is more danger to viruses. And this error is come through the outside. Like whenever you try to do online activity, like online shopping, online banking, online email, that time these are all the error is come through the outside and try to corrupt your Microsoft services, try to corrupt your...
How did I get a virus if I've got Norton's antivirus on my computer?
Actually, what happens, sir, Norton antivirus is protect to the virus. They are not protect to the junk file. Actual error is not viruses. Error is the corrupted malicious junk file, okay, which is more dangerous to viruses. Because, sir, just look on the number. Look on the top. Can you see event of the number?
Yes.
How many numbers you can see that?
Lots.
Lots of. Do you know one error is contains 500 viruses? So just you guess. Yeah, just you guess how much is a harmful your soft Microsoft right now. That's why there is your facing lots of the problem. But don't worry about it. You're all the problem.
Something bad gone wrong because my son, he works in IT and he checked it on the weekend and said, Dad, your computer's really healthy.
Don't worry, sir. Right now I will fix all the problem. I will remove all the error. I will fix all the problem. And right now your computer will be brand new computer, because this is your old computer, sir, and you know old is gold, right?
I'm a bit worried that he hasn't done a very good job then. If he looked at it on the weekend, I had to ring him up tonight. He worked in IT in the Australian Federal Police Department.
Okay.
So I'm a bit disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, that's fine, because actually what happened, this computer which you have, it's an old computer, but it is very good features computer, okay. So right now I will upgrade your computer. Can you tell me which Windows you are using? You have a Windows 10 or Windows 8?
Windows 11.
You have a Windows 11, no problem. I will upgrade your Windows 14. And I will remove all the problem. Our technician will fix it, all the problem, remove all the viruses. Then your computer will be back like a brand new computer. Right. Okay.
Will it take long?
No. Already work already started. Okay. So already I will make all the report.
How are you working on it if any desk doesn't work?
No, actually, sir, your IP address are connected with our system. So right now, we are submitting all the report. Actually, what are the problems is out there? I got your error report. I got your Microsoft services report. I got your IP address.
What is my IP address, just in case I need it?
Already I show you right now. You forget? No problem. I'm telling you once again. Close it.
Can you tell me?
Close it, go back to your home page.
Yes.
and open up Google Chrome.
Yes.
And type on the Google, M like Mary.
M like Mary, yes.
Y like yellow.
Yes.
Number one.
Yes.
P like Peter.
Yes. Did you say
address?
What? Did you say
address, location?
Did you say after my, did you say one or I?
Yeah, after my. M-Y, one, then P. P like Peter.
Oh, so not my IP address. .com.
My one is a, like a short form of I. It's a code, sir. Okay, it is a code. One is like a I. This is just like a code. Like a number zero, letter O. Okay. Actually, what we said on number zero, O. So that same thing. Number one is just like a letter I. Okay. So just simply type MY number 1P address location.
Uh-huh.
And now press enter.
Yes.
Now what do you see?
It says your IP address.
There you can see the click on that. Click on that.
Yes.
Now there you can see all the things. Just you write it down in your paper. Be handy with your paper and write it down.
Okay.
Yes, handy with your pen and paper and write it down. Because at some time might be your computer need your IP address. Might be sometimes suddenly your computer will lock and they will ask you put the IP address in your computer screen. So
you need to know the IP address so you can get in remotely.
But might be if you have, just you write it down and keep it safe. Okay.
But don't you need it to get in remotely to fix my computer?
Come again?
Don't you need to know the number so you can get in to fix my computer?
No, I don't want your IP address number. Already I have all the information. Okay, first of all, let me check all the problem, all the security. Because already you have Norton security, but still there is a problem in your computer. So first of all, let me check. And the head technician, the head technician who will fix it, each and everything. Okay, so my duty is to submit all the report which I am doing. Already I submit all the report. Now I am going to send all the report to the technician, okay, and then they would call you on your number. That's why I'm asking to you if you have any another number so that I can send to that number to the technician, and they will call you. That's why I'm asking to you. Apart from this number which I'm talking to you, do you have any another number?
No.
So no problem, just stay with me. Already I submit all the report and I send to the report our technician, and now I'm waiting for his email, okay? What he said. So do one thing, now close it and everything and go back to your home page.
Right.
And stay on the line. Okay, stay on the line. Now, our technician do one thing, sir. Can you check your internet router? Go ahead and check your internet NBN machine, your internet router. How many green lights you can see there? Can you check that?
Yes, they're all green.
Yeah, how many green lights you can see?
Six.
Six green lights. And how many light is flashing?
Four or five.
There you can see six green light and four or five green light is flashing. Okay, got it. Just wait.
Can you fix the six one so that flashes
Okay, okay, just a hang on. Hold on, sir, let me check. Hold, stay with me, holding the line.
Honey, can you put the dog out? He's humping my leg again. Just leave him outside. I'm on the phone to Microsoft. It's taking longer than I thought, though. No, they haven't given me the address yet. I'm waiting for it.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Do one thing, sir. You have a Norton security, right?
Yes.
No, what we will do, I am giving it to here as the update Norton security, because that security which you have, right now I will upgrade your Norton security. So, what you need to do right now, just uninstall the Norton security which you have right now. Because we would work on the air, okay. So right now, simply you uninstall your Norton security. Do you know how to uninstall? Yeah, just uninstall the Norton security and let me know.
Okay, there's a button on the in the menu for that.
Yeah, take your time. I'm on hold, and uninstall the Norton security.
Okay, it says, do you want to uninstall Norton security? This could be dangerous.
Just uninstall. Click on yes or okay, whatever positive option you are getting.
Uninstalling?
Yeah, uninstalling, yes.
10%, 20%, 21%, 70%. Norton Internet Security is uninstalled.
What is that? Finished. Now you got any option, okay?
Yes, it is okay.
Click on that.
Yes.
Now you done? It's uninstalled, right?
Yes.
Now click on any desk. Now open the any desk. Give a double left click on any desk.
Okay. Says any
desk.dll
is missing.
Anydesk.dll, this is. This is the same thing is showing there, right?
Should I Google for that and see what it comes up with? Sometimes Google's good for helping with computer problems, so I guess you know that, don't you?
Okay, now do one thing. Now you try to uninstall the Anydesk, now it will be uninstalled. The same like your Norton, uninstall the Anydesk.
Says, can I uninstall
any desk.dll
is missing.
Okay. Do one thing. You uninstalled your Norton. So what you need to do? Restart your PC, sir. Okay, I guess. Restart your computer.
Okay.
And check. Yes.
I'm just trying to get straight.
Just restart. Once it will start, tell me, okay?
Yes, it's restarted now. That's on
all right, okay.
Where are you calling from?
Where I'm calling from? Hello?
Yes.
What are you asking to me?
Well, I was wondering what state you're in.
We are
What's
from...
What's the weather like?
Yeah. Is it like weather is... like cold.
Cold?
Yeah.
Oh, whereabouts are you?
Come again?
Whereabouts are you calling from? Where's your work?
We are from St. Melbourne. Okay, Victoria. Melbourne, Victoria City.
Oh, I'm in Melbourne too.
Yeah, you know, her hosting rate is Melbourne. You know, very, very famous hosting rate is Melbourne.
Okay, what do I do now?
Because
I need to get off the phone.
No, just wait. Okay, just wait. Now, what you need to do? Your Norton Security has installed, right?
Yes.
Now you uninstall your AnyDesk. Like, save your Norton Security. Try to uninstall your AnyDesk.
Yep.
Right.
AnyDesk.dll is missing.
When you click on AnyDesk, it comes AnyDesk.dls is missing. There you got any option? Okay, cancel.
Okay. Have you not had this problem before?
Yes. Simply you don't go anywhere, sir. Simply you need to uninstall this AnyDesk app from your computer. Okay?
Okay. Is this a difficult problem?
No, it is not a difficult problem. It is just happening just because of some software security. It will be done, don't worry. Just you simply uninstall the AnyDesk from your computer. Remove the AnyDesk from your computer, sir. And don't do anything.
How long will this take to fix?
Almost I am waiting for a technician email. Already I sent to all the reports. Already I sent all the reports to the technician. Now I am waiting for his email, okay? I am waiting for his response. What he has said to me to do. But I am waiting for email of our technician, our senior technician.
Can we get him on the telephone, maybe?
Come again?
What's his name?
What's
the technician's name?
Oh, the technician name. That you are talking about the senior technician.
Yeah, we can get him on the telephone.
Sean Miller. The senior technician name is Sean Miller. Sean Miller.
Sean. Okay.
Yeah, Sean Miller. He's busy right now. Okay. Already working something. So he's a senior technician. Alright.
Can we get Sean on the telephone?
Yeah, you will get a Sean on the telephone. If anybody call you, he will say, "Doctor, I'm Sean Miller, then you talk to them." Okay, just remember the name, Sean Miller.
Okay.
Yeah, actually he's a senior technician and he almost done lots of difficult to difficult problems. Okay, he has a more than 20 year experience in the software field.
Oh, wow. Yes. He's
got
to fix it very quickly.
You know that homemade software is like actually Sean Miller complete his study from the like a Bill Gates Institute, where is the Bill Gates and his education.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so he has more than experience about the software. So I want to know like he guide you, because he will fix up all the problems and he will make your computer like a brand new computer.
So when is Sean
going to
call me?
No, just stay with me, because already suddenly anytime I need you, so don't hang up the call. Just stay with me, okay, on the phone. And basically what you do, sir, you are retired or still you are doing
first? Yes, I retired a long time ago.
Okay, long term. And actually what was you do actually by profession, what you want?
It's quite a funny story actually, because I was a university professor.
Oh, you are a university professor, okay.
And back in the day I was very good at computers. And I used to work in the computer room.
Okay.
So we had different computers back then.
Uh-huh.
A big
and microphone. So I'm asking to you, okay, like what you think about the future, about the like technology, like you know technology is very important for our life. Technology is a part of our life, right?
Oh,
so as a your thought, as a your thinking,
come along,
what you think about the technology?
What we used to do when we had a problem, we actually used to go and debug the software, and that was actually... The funny thing is, debugging the computer back then was actually going and getting the bugs out of it, like the cockroaches.
Okay.
You heard that story? Funny story.
Okay. And now what about this COVID-19 on there? Is it all, everything is fixed? No, it still has.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't get that.
The COVID-19, so what about the COVID-19?
Oh, yes, don't
touch
that.
Okay, it's still fixed. Actually, what
do you think? Wear a mask. I suppose it's hard to wear a mask when you're on the telephone all day.
Okay.
Please wear a mask. Get one of those good N95 ones. Don't use
the
one. I don't wear
it. Okay. And, sir, what do you think? Where it come from the COVID-19? It was the COVID-19 which started all the countries. Well, where is from it started? What do you think about it? From which country?
Well, I don't believe that China stuff.
It is China, right?
No, it didn't start in China. China even
designed
people.
Yes.
I heard a story. It might have come out of a lab in Dubai. Not Dubai.
What's the capital city of India?
Dubai?
Bangkok? No,
not Bangkok. What's the capital city? New Delhi.
That's what my son believes. I don't know. Okay. Actually, China has like a lot of population. Okay, they don't have like a source of food. But they have a lots of population, like, but they don't have source of food.
Oh. Well, that's not good.
That's not good, sir. That's why they are eating all the things. Whatever he catch, like a cat, rice, steak, whatever. So all the things is eating.
There's a lot of poor people over there, and they'll do anything to try and make money.
Come again?
I said there's a lot of poor people over there. Yes. And they do lots of stuff to try and make money.
Yes. No, sir, we are hearing, like you heard about it, like China wants to kill lots of people. He are making another virus, and he want to like a load on the population. He want to kill a lot of the people in China just because of this kind of problem. You heard about it? China going to start another virus.
And who started it?
China are going to start, like China try to make another virus, and China want to kill lots of people in his country, in the China, because they have a lot of their population. So they want to load the population, okay? So that's why they are trying to make a virus and kill the people in the China. So so that they can control the population. You heard about it?
No, but sorry, what you are saying is China made the coronavirus and infected India. Is that what you're saying?
Okay, do one thing, sir. I got an email from the technician. Okay.
Okay, sure.
But, know what you do? Already I got all the report. And you got the name of the... Just write it down, name of the technician, Sean Miller.
Sean Miller, yeah.
And you write it down the security code. Now I am giving to you new security code. Your security code is your date of birth. What is the security code?
Telstra, Microsoft, 1234.
Yes. No, this is the word security code. No, I am giving you the another security code, which is your date of birth. The first security code, Telstra, Microsoft, 1234. Second security code is your date of birth. Okay?
Okay.
Do you know what is your date of birth?
Yes.
Yeah, what is your date of birth?
It's 1932.
Okay, now remember, if anybody will call you, if even I'll call you again, simply you ask if anybody call you related to Microsoft, Internet, computer, software, if even I call you, if even Sean call you, simply you will ask what is my security code. If they will tell you the security code of Microsoft, 1234, then they will ask, what is my date of birth? If they will tell you your date of birth 1932, then only you go ahead with them. Otherwise, simply hang up the call. Don't talk to anyone. Lot of scammer is going on. Lots of people try to scam with you and remind them.
Where do you think all the calls are coming from? I'm getting like 20 a day.
They will call you might be tomorrow.
So where are they coming from, do you think?
Come again?
Where are all these scammers? Actually, sir,
there are lots of people in Australia, in the China, it's a different country. Okay. So actually, sir, okay, so they will try to give you to send, so that's why I'm asking to you. If anybody will call you, simply verify with them the security code. Your security code, Microsoft.
I don't like the scammers. They seem to target old people like me, and it's not very nice.
Yeah, but don't worry, sir. But don't worry, okay? If everything depends on God. Without God, nobody do nothing.
It gets me a little bit upset.
But don't worry, I am there for you. Okay, I am here for you. Already I told you are just my grandfather, so don't worry about you. Just you remember, just be waiting for
God
me.
God bless you.
Thank you so much, sir. No, Sean Miller will call you tomorrow, okay? And remind
tomorrow.
Us.
Yes. Oh, I won't be here tomorrow. Can he call me now?
Actually, he was busy, or he is busy on the another work. So that's why he give a time for tomorrow. Okay, so
I won't be here tomorrow.
So just remember the security code. First security code, Microsoft, Telstra, Microsoft 1234, and second security code, your date of birth, 1932, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, sir, thank you for your time and patience. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay, God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
I hope you catch the scammers.
Don't worry, our technician, our crime department will do it. Our work will
be
solved.
Wonderful.
Thank you, sir.
Horrible to go after the old people.